Time now to reveal this.
Tweet of the week.
Yes, it's the latest in our mini-series of transcontinental twins, an Eastern and Western-related caller. Let's remind ourselves what the Western one sounds like. And over to the East, here's its Eastern equivalent. So two different species, one which is much harder to find and perhaps also harder to recognise than the other. But if you could figure one out, then maybe you could figure the other one out. And that's exactly what Peter Terrell and Sonia Ardill from Spears Point in New South Wales did. So congratulations, Peter and Sonia, who texted in very promptly with the answer, the Western Whipbird and the Eastern Whipbird. Yes, the Western Whipbird's a bit smaller, isn't as boldly coloured as its Eastern twin, but they're both skulky, and you can find them around the lower levels of vegetation where they feed on insects and spiders. Some authorities have split the Western Whipbird into two species, a black-throated version in southwest WA and a white-bellied variety in South Australia and Kangaroo Island. That's what birders call an armchair tick, apparently, because if you're lucky enough to have seen a Western Whipbird in both of those two areas, now you can count it as two different species. So an extra transcontinental twin tick for you this morning. But that's it for the tweet of the week, which will of course be back next Sunday just after the 9 o'clock news.